Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get my Bible. I'm going to go over a little bit of what I was going to talk about tonight. And then if it doesn't go anywhere, you're going to get a testimony. If it starts to go somewhere, I'll preach. Is that okay? I don't want to get out of the way. But I used to. And not to say that I don't every once in a while, but I found that I just don't testify very well. I don't know whether I just talk too much or takes me too long to get out what I'm trying to say. I sat in a restaurant with Brother Brent Marquis a while back. And he said, "You're just different." He said, "You start from Z to get to A, and I don't know what in the world you're doing, but after it's said and done, you finally get there." So I got to tell you, I sat there going, "Well, this is Brent." But, you know, he's my cousin, and I had liberty to do so. But anyway, God has ways of honing us, making us what He wants us to be.
Amen.
And whatever He does do, all things will work together for good if you just keep loving the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you keep trying to serve God and do what you can, and I don't know if I should say if I'd have preached tonight, but we'll say that the thought that came to me in chapter 1 of Mark, the Bible tells us about John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says in verse 1 through 8, the Bible says, "In the beginning of the gospel, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Then the Bible tells us John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey and preached, saying, "There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Now everyone that's called is called according to a mission. We're not just called to be something just so we can have a title. If you've been called and you're here and you've been called to be a Sunday school teacher or deacon, amen, you want to have a burden for your job. And I know that I'm kind of implementing some things in here that a pastor should say. And I don't want to get out of the way in doing that. But everything that God, when God puts his mantle on somebody, or when God calls us to be something, there's a burden that comes with it. There's a divine just mantle that falls on us. One preacher, he had been taking the church, Brother Sam, for an old pastor that he'd sat under for years. That old pastor was in health issues and could not go about his pastorly duties. And he said, "When I'd get up behind the pulpit, I'd feel the mantle come on me. But when I'd leave the pulpit, the mantle would leave. And when I'd get back in the pulpit, the mantle would come back on me again. But then it would leave. But then there came the time when the pastor died, and they needed somebody. And so they looked to that younger preacher who was there to do, amen, what God had called him to do. And he said, "The first time I got in the pulpit as the pastor, I felt the mantle come on me and I never felt it leave." Praise God. There is something that's so divine,
amen,
about your calling.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That you just can't imagine what God has in store for you.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the, amen, about this man named John, that he was prophesied before he ever came into being.
Amen.
There was a calling on his life. He,
amen,
was predestinated to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He was predestinated to be this insomuch. Praise God that when Mary came to see Elizabeth,
right.
Praise God, the Bible says that he kicked in her womb. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He was born in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He started running, praise God, as soon as he seen Jesus coming in the womb of his mother. Hallelujah. John realized and knew what it was to be called by God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, I remember the day, and I believe it or not, I probably knew Sam before a lot of you did. I remember the first time I ever met him, we went swimming out there in Russellville, Arkansas. You remember that? We went out there and went swimming in that swimming hole. I was wondering if there was alligators around. I'd heard there was alligators there. But they always told me that Brother Sam was a little different. Hallelujah. I remember the first time he preached in front of Sister Bethany. Should I tell him about that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, he told me after church, he said, "Brother, I don't know what I was trying to do." Praise God. But I'm glad Brother Sam is the man of God that he is. I listened to him this morning, and I seen even in his young age the wisdom that God has given. I look around and I see a growing, thriving. Amen. And it's not just a church. It's a work for God. Hello. It's a work for God. The Bible tells us here, and I'm just kind of throwing that in there, building him up, because I think it's a good thing to do. Praise the Lord. But the Bible tells us, it talks about John, and here's what I wanted to get to. John the Baptist was a man. He was not, we read about him here where the Bible tells us that he was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. Kind of sounds like a wild man, don't it?
Right.
Kind of sounds like he came off Highway 80 maybe. Somebody picked him up down there at the mission. Praise God. That's what it sounds like. But the truth of the matter is, John the Baptist was the son of the high priest.
Right.
He was the preacher's son. Praise God. He was the man that God, that his father was the man that went for the children of Israel into the Holy of Holies. Amen. Went in there and made the petitions of the people known before the mercy seat, and cried before God and brought the sins of the people before and made sacrifice. He was not your average child.
Right.
He was a preacher's kid.
Right.
He knew what it was like to be politically correct.
Right.
He knew what it was like. Amen. I could just see Elizabeth. Amen. And she probably woke up one morning and John the Baptist is no bigger than this young man right here on the front seat that likes to watch me smile at him and try to figure me out. Praise God. Amen. But he was probably Brother Sam, he'd be in there and he'd be quoting the scripture. Hallelujah. Quoting the Torah. Amen. And Zacharias would look at him, and maybe they'd go out in the yard, and it was John the Baptist that was standing up in front of everybody, just like his daddy. Amen. Saying, "Thus saith the word of God." And the young children would go through their ritual playing church. Amen. But you see, there comes a time in a man of God's life when he's got to learn to stand alone.
All right.
I've been in situations, praise God, where I have been in a whole crowd of preachers, and I felt like I was all by myself. Now, I'm talking about ministry here. And every one of you that are doing something, if you drive the bus, Brother Miles, you've got a ministry. And I felt like I was all alone. I felt like, amen, that nobody, amen, sometimes I was out on an island and nobody really knew where I was. But I learned that as a man of God, if I was going to be somebody that was able to stand with a backbone, I had to learn to do it alone. I couldn't have everybody saying, "Hey man, it's all right, brother, you do it this way. Man, you really did good, praise God." Hey man, because there's times when you get in the pulpit, there's going to be times when you go to the Sunday school room, hey man, when you're going to walk out and you're going to point, "Did they really hear me?" And you don't know what to say to anybody. Hey man, the only one you can take it to is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John the Baptist is a man who, praise the Lord.
Come on.
Praise God. Is this all right? I'm starting to feel the Holy Ghost in here. The Bible tells us that John the Baptist, amen, he's coming out of the wilderness, but I don't see anything before that after, amen, we know of his birth and that he was to be born. Here's what I think happened. I think he grew up in the school. amen, of the preachers. I think he learned everything that was to learn. I think he learned how to preach, praise God. I think that when he was given the opportunity, he grabbed the mic like I used to, praise the Lord. Amen. Still every once in a while I get the inclination on me. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen. But I believe that he, and people would say, man, look at that. He's going to be a preacher. Hallelujah. He's going to be a man of God.
All right.
Amen. But John the Baptist, just something still wasn't right about it. Something just wasn't settled. And I feel like that, amen, that John the Baptist one day probably came in and said, Mom, I'm going to be gone for a little bit. I don't know how long I'm going to be gone, but I'm going to be gone. Praise God. He had gotten to the point where rituals didn't matter anymore. He'd gotten to the point where it had gone from him and his dad's calling and the calling of the Levitical priesthood and the calling of, amen, of all those different, amen, callings that the church would give to,
right,
amen, to finding out what God wanted him to do.
Uh-huh.
Come on here now. And so he probably went and he said, Dad, I'm taking the family camel and I'm going to be gone for a little while. And don't worry about me, I'll be all right. Amen. The Bible said that he went, praise God, he came from the wilderness. So he must have went to the wilderness. I believe that he probably went with the clothes that his mom and his daddy bought him. I believe that he went probably with the, amen, with all the, with the lunch bucket, if you will, that Mama Elizabeth fixed for him before he went. But he goes out into the wilderness and maybe he finds himself a cave. And there in this cave, he begins to seek the Lord. He begins to try to find who he really is and what God wants him to be. Not what the church wants him to be. Not what the world wants him to be. Not what the TV says he ought to be. Not what the government says he ought to be. Not what tradition says he ought to be. But what God says, John, I called you to do this. You've got to find it out. You've got to know it. So he goes into the wilderness. He finds himself a place to seek God. Amen. While he's seeking God, it goes from one day to another day. Amen. Goes from a day to a week. Amen. He runs out of food in the lunch bucket. He starts looking, amen, when he's not fasting on, amen, how do I get a little bit here and how do I get a little bit there? Meanwhile, the camel's still out there waiting to take him back to mom and daddy. The camel's still out there. He stays a week and then it's 3 weeks. And then it's a month. Amen. After a while, it goes from a month to 6 months. Amen. Before long, the camel's looking frail. Amen. The camel's weak. The camel's starting to die. Amen. He can't go back to that. Praise God. Amen. Here's something else, but he can't see it. Amen. On the other side of the wilderness. Glory to God. Amen. And the camel's dying. Amen. He has no food. Amen. His clothes are becoming rags. Holes are being worn in the bottom, in the knees of his breeches where he's been kneeling down. Amen. Holes are being worn in the elbows where he's been rolling on the ground seeking God. God, I need you. God, what? I don't know about you, but I've been like that. Not just a night, not just a, but a period in my life where I'm really, I know God's using me and I know God's there and I know God's working. But it seems like I just can't figure out, amen, what direction I'm going in.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to make this quick. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so one day he finally looks out there and he gets, looks over the rock. And the camel's laying out there dead. He's got no way to get back to where God called him. But he can go where God called him to go. I can't always stay where God's talking to me and calling me. But I can get to a place where I go where he told me to go. Hallelujah. And so the camel's dead. His clothes are wasting away to nothing. It gets so bad that he's done made himself a diet of locusts and wild honey. I don't know about you, but that's not a very good diet for me. I wouldn't want to eat bugs. Amen. But he did. He goes out there and he skins that old camel, Brother Sam. Praise God, he skins it. He makes himself some garments and he prays some more. He seeks God some more. Amen. You know what God's doing? God's tearing down John to make him a prophet. Hallelujah. God's tearing down the son of Zechariah.
Zacharias, praise God. Amen. To make him a man of God. God's tearing down the son of Elizabeth. Amen. To make him the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Amen. But he can't do it unless he tears him down in the middle of a wilderness. Praise the Lord.
Tears him up. But we see John coming out of the wilderness. Hallelujah. Coming out of a place, a molting season. Amen. But God gave him a message. And he came out of the wilderness with a message. And that's what I wanted to tell you tonight. God don't tear up anything he's not going to put back together.
Hallelujah.
You hear me? I said God is not going to tear up anything. Oh, come on here now. I'm a firm believer that if you're going through anything in your life, amen, it's not just because God wanted to put you in a trial. It's because God wanted you to come out on the other side more of a man of God, more of a woman of God than you ever was before. Hallelujah. God don't tear anything apart that he won't put back together.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I made mention at the I'm about finished here, but I made mention at the funeral about a young man, praise God, that watched his mom and daddy arguing.
Help him, Lord.
Daddy was an alcoholic. His mama just, because of that, she just become flat out mean. And an alcoholic husband or an alcoholic wife can make the spouse that way. Praise God. And so they were out there one day and she was just giving it to him. She said, "You're wasting our money. You just and he pulled a $50 bill out of his pocket and said, "Here, you're worried about money? Take this." She grabbed the money because that wasn't the point she was trying to prove, Brother Mike. She tore it all up. That's what the devil is doing to some of our lives. And for some of us, it's what God's trying to do. When there's trouble going on, I have learned to never walk around with my head in the clouds. But to learn something out of it. Praise God. To try to figure something. What's God trying to tell me here? How can this make me a better person?
Amen.
How can this make me a better, in my case, man of God? Hallelujah. Hey, I went to pastor a church in Florida for 6 months. And I did 10 years worth of pastoring in 6 months. And I came out of that mess. Amen. Nearly broken, destroyed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you know what I felt like for the first time in a long time since I was about 18 years old? I felt like going back to Dryden Road at Dayton, Ohio. And I went back up there and I sat down in almost the same pew that I'd sat down in when I was 15 years old. Amen. When Chad McDonald was preaching on Men of Iron. Amen. And God told me to preach right there in that service. I looked at the girl sitting next to me and I said, "God just called me to preach." Amen. Crying like a baby. Amen. Several years later, I was about 32, 33 then. I walked into that church. I was still a man of God, but I was broken. I was still a man of God, but I was tore up. Amen. But God let me know that I was not tore up, not to be put back together again. I was not broken down, not to be built back up. Amen. Because what God tears down, he's going to rebuild it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know what? As a man of God, not everybody understands what God's doing. I'm just being real little transparent here. Brother Bill Houston walked up to me at the meeting. I had this thought. I had this thought, Brother Sam. And I began to just talk to Brother Bill. I know Brother Bill pretty well. And I just began to talk right in the middle of me, telling him how God had given me this thought that I'm talking to you about tonight. He just turned around and walked off. He's a great man, but he just turned around and walked off. He had other things on his mind because that message wasn't affecting him like it was affecting me. Oh, come on here now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That Sunday, we decided to stay and go over to Brother Benny's meeting. Hey, man, I had this thought. That's all I had. No notes. Brother Benny gets up on a Sunday morning. Amen. And says, after he goes through the whole service, and he says, "So we've got a young preacher here that used to be here years ago and run around." He said, "With some of y'all," he said, "I want him to come and I want him to preach." I was flabbergasted. I was a broken preacher. I'd been stuck in the wilderness. where God had been working on me. And it took me by surprise, and I got out and I didn't take my Bible. Oh, glory to God. I didn't take my Bible. And I walked up there. I said, oh, I'll just sing. Amen. I sang. That was great. He said, now get up here and preach. I said, oh, I'll just testify. I got up there. He said, where's your Bible at? I said, oh, I don't need one. I'm just going to testify. Brother Benny Sutherland went and got his Bible, Brother Sam. And he stuck it right in front of me on the pulpit. He said, if you ain't got a Bible, here's one. And here's what I want to say to you tonight. If you ain't got a word from the Lord, here's one. God ain't never going to tear nothing apart that he ain't going to put back together. Oh, come on here now. I said, God started building it in the first place. God started working on it in the first place. Amen. And if God tears it down, I want to be there when he builds it back up. I want him to move on me, church. I want to be what God wants me to be. Hallelujah. The ministry has so many things that pull in different ways. There's so many different ways of how to do it. You hear me? There's so many different ways of how to do it. But there's only one set standard of how things ought to be done. Come on here now. Oh, hallelujah. I said there's only one set standard on how things ought to be done. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Sam, come here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what God's future is for you in your life. Amen. But oh, my brother. Amen. My God. Let the Lord, amen. Let the promises be sure. Amen. The same God that used to talk to you and still talks to you. Amen. But those visions as a young preacher. Amen. God still wants to make them real. I don't know what they are. I wasn't in his heart. Amen. But God does. And what God's been speaking to you. What God's been talking to you. Amen. You say, well, I've been through a lot of things. And I don't know how in the world I'll ever get to what I thought I was going to be. I'll tell you how you're going to do it. Amen. Let God do the building.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God. I'll finish that story. Tore up that $50 bill. Brother Mike, he tore it up. She threw it in the bushes. She went in the house ranting and raving. Her husband right behind her. That little boy stood over there. He looked at that door where that mom and daddy, amen, were in a feud. And he looked at that bush and he thought about the foolish way that money had just been tore up and thrown in the bush. He climbed over in the bush and he got every single piece out. He got every single piece. He got himself a table somewhere. He laid it all out. It took him a while, but he got every single piece. God's going to put every single piece back together. Amen. If you let him do the artwork. Come on here now. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Got every single piece and put it back together. Amen. And begin to tape it all. Amen. Tape it all back. And you know what? That $50 bill was worth more after it was taped back together than it was, amen, before his mama tore it up. You want to know why? Amen. Because somebody took the time, amen, to make sure that it would be all back together again. And I'm telling you, if God gets half a chance, he'll go in the bushes after you. He'll go in the wilderness after you. He'll go in the middle of hell, amen, to pull you out. Amen. But when he puts it all back together, you'll be worth more than you ever thought you'd be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to see every single situation as a learning experience. Amen. And I don't know about you, but for me, I try to look at it and I try to say, God, what are you trying to tell me here? Oh, hallelujah. God, what are you trying to tell me here? There's never an epitome or a ceiling to wisdom. Is there? There's never a ceiling to wisdom that man needs. Praise the Lord. There's never a ceiling. I look at this and I tell you, I looked at those people this morning and I thought it was great. And there's so many people here. Amen. You're here tonight. The core is here tonight mostly. And you're here tonight and you've got ministries. And I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you. I don't know what God has planned for your life or, amen, planned for anybody's. I don't even know what God has planned for mine. I've been for 3 years. I've had a burden. Amen. I feel like, and I'm being transparent here. Most preachers would never be this way, but I am. Somebody called me brutally honest. I've tried to hone that. I tried to get it to where it didn't hurt so many people when I was, praise the Lord. But you know, I felt like that the Lord had dealt with me and has been just to, I like to start on something and see it end. See the ending thereof. You can't do that really unless you're a pastor. And that's just my you know, me. That's what I, and in the past 3 years I've had, I hope you don't get, but I've had 5 different churches offered to me. Offered to me something that I want to do. And I can't say that God won't ever take me back to any of them. I had one offered to me right before that happened to my brother. Now I know, at least for one reason, why God told me no. But I've had 5 different works offered to me in the past 3 years. And I've just felt like God said, wait. I've been in a season. Hallelujah. But you know what this old boy's going to do? I might not, I'm a hard-headed fella. I might not be much better than I was before I went into it. But I promise you one thing, I'm going to be better when I come out on the other side of it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to come out with a higher step. I'm going to come out with a clear song. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You may have come in tonight. Amen. And you may have said, I don't know why I'm going through this trial. Amen. But I'm trusting God. You'll bring me out. I've got something else for you to think about. Amen. Say, when I come out, I'm going to be better. Amen. I'm going to be on top of it. I'm going to make it a stepping stone and not just a stumbling block. Amen. Because when God tears me up, He's going to put me back together again. I said He's going to put me back together again. The only reason God will ever tear anything apart is because it's man-made. Hallelujah. You hear me? The only reason. The Bible says that Elisha, I'm getting ready to quit testifying or whatever I'm doing. The Bible says that Elisha, when he was called, he went back and he told his family and all them goodbye, and they had a dinner, and I mean they just, and then he ran and caught up with Elijah, and Elisha, he's got a zeal and he really wants to, and he kept following after the man of God. He wouldn't let him go. He kept following after that call. Still he had a mantle. He had a mantle on him. It was probably that old mantle that his father said when he was about probably 13 years old, took him out to the barn and said, look, son, I'm going to teach you how to hoe. I'm going to teach you how to plow. I'm going to teach you how to go down through these fields with the oxen. I'm going to teach you. And son, it's going to be a good living for you. And so he goes in there and he goes in the barn, Brother Sam, and his father takes the mantle of a plowman and puts it on him. It says, now, Elisha, this mantle right here will keep you warm in the winter. It'll keep the sun off of you in the summer. It'll be a pillow and a blanket for you. When you're out there and you're working and you're away from home and you've got to camp out, whatever you need, this is so versatile and there's so many things that you can do with this mantle. And when he begins to chase after the man of God, he left the oxen behind, but he still had his mantle. But when he crossed the Jordan River with all the sons of the prophets, the preacher men of that day, standing over there, look at Elijah, he's such a man of God. Amen. But Elisha's right on his trail going, I want to be just like him. If he's leaving, somebody's got to step in, and I want that mantle that he's got. And the Bible said when that chariot of fire came down and began to ascend into heaven with that man of God, Elijah, amen, and began to ascend into glory, the Bible said that Elisha fell to his knees. And what does the Bible say? He rent his clothes. He began to tear that mantle apart. I believe Brother Sammy said, I don't want this mantle. I know my daddy gave it to me and it had sentimental value. I know, amen, that he gave me a good living. Amen, but this
this ain't what God called me to do. I don't want this mantle anymore. I want the mantle of God. I want the mantle of God. Old past, let's put on the mantle of God. I say let's get the mantle of God and let's put it on us. Let's not let anybody but God dictate who we are for Him.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and give God the glory right now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.